is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go!
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go!
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Today, the Thursday edition, and yeah. Heath Cummings is pumped for Fantasy Week 6.
I am so excited. Everything is going to turn up roses this week.
Is that right?
Yes.
All we could use a week like that.
Jamal Charles is back.
Mm-hmm. That's good. He's got the Raiders.
Tyler Lockett's 100%.
Wait. Are you sure he's 100%?
Everybody is talking about
how good
he's
not
there.
Everybody. Pete Carroll is. And Pete Carroll will tell you that the orange Pete is Carroll. Blue and the
yeah,
sky
Pete Carroll
green.
Is.
He always tells the truth.
He was a full practice participant. They're expecting a bigger role for him.
Ooh, that could hurt Jimmy Graham, couldn't it?
You could, sure.
They're gonna score so many
points. Would you start Tyler Lockett this week, Heath Cummings?
I'm not there yet.
You wanted to be.
But, I mean, I'll start him in a deeper league, sure.
I think the Falcons get trounced.
Yes, I agree.
By the Seattle Seahawks. The Falcons do not have a very good pass defense, so maybe this is a good week for Tyler Lockett.
They're on the road for like the 10th day in a row.
And no team goes into the season without a game plan, people. Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan.
I think I'm our official Buffalo Wild Wings spokesperson.
Yeah, I think we've
established something
that.
Else.
Let's go now to our official spokesperson.
I would like to tell you guys, if you like to frequent Buffalo Wild Wings, and if you've never been, you should go now. But if you're going to go regularly, you should sign up for their email. Because
they really are like very into this.
Yeah,
because I just got an email from them today wishing me a happy anniversary for signing up.
No kidding.
And a free order of wings.
Ooh. And what's that sauce that you like?
No sauce.
Oh, the
it's
rub.
A seasoning.
Dry rub. Buffalo dry rub.
Okay.
Yes.
Get
the wings,
people.
Not the nuggets.
You know, I was looking at Jamie, by the way, will be in shortly. I was looking at the average for the first 5 weeks of top 12 and top 24 in standard scoring leagues at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end.
I like this.
Yeah, because, you know, I often say they allow double-digit fantasy points or something like that, but that might not really be that relevant. I might have to start changing it a little bit. So this is – and I want fantasy owners to sort of sit there and say, okay, what should I expect or what should I look for if I'm just trying to get somebody who's worth starting? So this is what we have so far through 5 weeks. Quarterbacks, the average of the number 12 quarterback so far has been 20.4 fantasy points. My personal opinion is you should be looking for closer to 22 if there are no buys, but in a bye week, in a week with any buys, probably 21, something like that. 20-21 is what you want.
Are you interested in knowing how that number compares to 2015?
Sure, because that would help back it up.
Right. In 2015, the average for the top 12 fantasy quarterbacks was...
Average for the top 12 or average for number 12?
I can give you either one you want.
Number 12.
All right. The average for number 12 in a standard league, that would be Ryan Fitzpatrick, 22.27 fantasy points per game.
All right. So let's look for 22 in a non-bye week and, you know, around that 21 or so in a bye week. Running backs. Running backs and wide receivers. You want to be a top 12 running back or wide receiver in a standard scoring league. You're talking about 14 to 14.5 fantasy points.
That much, huh?
Yeah, so that's 80 yards and a touchdown, or 140 total yards.
In a PPR league, right?
No, standard.
So you're saying the number 12 running back this year has averaged 14 fantasy points per
14.4.
game?
14.4. Yes.
He's saying if you take number 12 each individual week, not the person that sits at number 12 for the year right now.
Yeah, I'm saying you look at the weekly scoring, the guy who's the 12th finisher each week, different player each week,
right,
has
so
scored.
My data is different than your data, so I don't know if it's a fair comparison then. Like, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, you're saying the number.
I'm finding the guy that finished
12.
Number 12 because I don't have who was at 12th. It would take me too long to do that. I can't do it while on the podcast.
No, right. So
I'd be like, all right, hold on, and then I'd have to do math. It would be annoying.
So you want 14 fantasy points in a standard scoring league for the number 12 running back wide receiver. Number 24 is 8 at running back, 9.4 at wide receiver. So if you're not scoring 9 fantasy points as a wide receiver so far, you're outside the top 24 on a weekly basis.
What I can tell you is that the top 12 running back average in fantasy points last year was 10.8. So it sounds to me, based on just the fuzzy math that we're doing, that running backs are performing at a higher level than they were last
year. Sounds like things have changed again.
And not all the way, though, Heath, because the number 2 running back last year averaged 8.1 fantasy points per game.
And now it's at 8. Like, oh, number 2.
Running backs ranked 13 through 24.
Okay. Yeah.
Their average fantasy points per game, cumulatively through the whole season, take all their numbers, throw it in one of those wood chippers, the number that comes out is 8.1.
All right, so far this year, the number 24 running back has been at 8 points on average, and the number 24 wide receiver has been at 9.4 fantasy points. And tight end, you want a top 12 tight end, you're looking for 7 fantasy points. It's been either 6, 7, or 8.
And that's been consistent for years.
So that's all we need. All we need is 20 yards or 10 yards in a touchdown, and you got a top 12 tight end.
Or I'd rather have Kelsey, you need to get 70 yards.
Oh, sure, or that. all right, let's get into the week a little bit here. You guys have LeSean McCoy as a top 4 running back. You're too low on LeSean McCoy. He's in my FanDuel lineup. He's going to destroy San Francisco. They have the second worst run defense in the NFL. They've allowed 20 or more fantasy points and 100 yards to a running back in 3 straight games. I cannot wait for what LeSean McCoy is going to do to the Niners, who are traveling across the country. Oh, my God. It's going to be epic.
No one's going to have this decision, but I've got Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson ahead.
You should have,
that's it.
You should have McCoy ahead of David Johnson.
So you're
Johnson.
Telling me
wow.
yes.
that you would, in a league, let's say, hypothetically, you took David Johnson in the first, LeSean McCoy was there in the second.
DeMarco Murray in the fourth.
And you got Le'Veon Bell because he was suspended for 4 games at that point in the third.
I'd sit David Johnson.
You're sitting David Johnson.
Yeah. Or I'd flex one of them, but yes.
What if you didn't have a flex?
You'd have to
Johnson,
make the
look,
call.
David Johnson's facing the Jets. They have maybe the best run defense in football. They did a very good job in the running game against Le'Veon Bell next week. He's obviously a start, David Johnson, but I can't wait. McCoy's my FanDuel. He's the third most expensive running back in FanDuel, and I'm making a point to have him on my squad.
I agree totally.
It is Jamaal Charles week.
Yeah!
Great matchup for the Chiefs running backs. The Raiders allow the second most yards per carry in the NFL, fifth most fantasy points to running backs, and a running back has scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against Oakland in each of the last 4 weeks. So, what do you guys think about Jamaal Charles?
I keep moving him up in my rankings.
Yep.
He started the week at like 15th for me because I thought, all right, he won't be like full go all the way Jamaal Charles, but he'll be like 15 touch Jamaal Charles, and maybe Spencer Ware steals a touchdown or Alex Smith steals a touchdown. And just the more you look at that Raiders defense and how bad they are, and you look at what the Chiefs are going to need to do to stay in this game and win this game, I think Kansas City wins this game. I think Jamaal Charles is going to be great. So he's in my top 12, and he might be in my top 10 by the time this podcast is over, because I'm sure we're going to talk about him even more. And the debate right now for me is him versus Lamar Miller. And the fact that Jamaal Charles is full go at practice, he's gotten his feet wet, he had the week off, he seems fine. You know, the only thing I'd love to see is Andy Reid come out and say, yes, he's going to be our lead guy this week.
See, I like Lamar Miller a lot this week.
I do,
Colts,
too.
So I don't
do
have
too.
Him on that level. I've got him 12th right now, which I think is the same place as you. I just have
Charles?
Lamar Miller much higher. Yeah, I have Charles 12th. The
I'm
man in me
who
wants to move him all the way up into the top 5 and say Jamaal Charles is going to get 15 to 18 touches and he's going to be one of the best running backs in football.
Well, you have Lamar Miller in your top 5.
Yeah. He's going against the Colts.
Yeah, he is. The Colts have just been awful against T.J. Yeldon. And who did they get last week?
Jordan Howard.
He was
kind of good.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. So I get that. But Miller just... You know, we talked about Gurley yesterday, right? We said Gurley had brutal matchups to start the season.
Right, and now he's got a dreamboat one.
He does, and Miller's kind of the same thing. Miller's had tough matchups. The only one, if you look at fantasy points allowed to running backs or yards per carry, the only one that looks really favorable so far on Miller's schedule is the Chiefs. But a lot of the Chiefs' bad stats are inflated by Le'Veon Bell when they were just horrible against the Steelers. So I think if you look at Lamar Miller's schedule, he's had a pretty tough
Do you think Chicago was tough in week one? Because I think the Bears were a different team
they've
on both sides
good.
Of the ball there.
Haven't
yeah,
they?
But I feel like they've been
exceptionally average. They are right in the middle of the pack in yards per attempt, in rushing yards per attempt, in passing yards per attempt, in points, in sacks, and everything.
Well, my
They're
point
just
is,
average.
If you want to make excuses for Lamar Miller, you could cite the schedule, but he and Gurley better get it going this week. because they both have awesome matchups.
Yeah.
And I
Gurley's has helped.
Like,
by the way.
I've made the joke a lot about Lamar Miller just not being able to handle that workload. And then we heard Houston say they wanted to keep him around 20 carries instead of 25. And I went and looked on Pro Football Reference, and he has been a half yard per carry worse in the second half than he's been in the first half. Maybe the Dolphins were right.
Well, but the thing is, he did have a few games last year, maybe even the year before, where he kind of debunked that myth, because I looked it up and he did fine. He did fine with a lot of carries, and he did fine the game after a lot of carries. So, that was a thing with Lamar Miller, and all right, it's interesting. But Charles Miller, they're going to be tough for you guys, and bottom line is you're going to want to start Jamaal Charles if you can. What about Spencer Ware?
I think he's bench material.
All right, let's get to the big news, guys.
Big news.
Oh, it's big. Eric Decker's on IR, and he's going to miss the season with shoulder surgery. Quincy Enunwa is 60% owned. 3 weeks ago, Enunwa looked like a must-add. Since then, he's had two bad games against Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, what do you think? Enunwa 60% owned. Is he a must-add?
I would call this a prove-it week for Enunwa. If he goes a third week with poor production without Decker, then I'm going to start viewing him as more of like a Davante Adams, where he kind of needs to be the third guy to really have success.
It doesn't look like a good matchup for him this week at Arizona. They haven't allowed a lot of production to a second fantasy wide receiver.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, long term,
I wouldn't want to trust him this week. If it's a bye week thing and this is my fill-in for Stephon Diggs... Okay.
He's flexible.
What if you're stashing him, though? Let's just talk season long for Enunwa. Would you rather have Davante Adams, Cameron Meredith, or Quincy Enunwa?
Enunwa of the three for one more week at least.
I might jump off the ship to go with Meredith to see what Meredith does this week. Because I think first of all, Enunwa and Meredith both have staying power. They're basically the number two outside guys for their teams. And Enunwa can also work inside if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So I feel like Cameron Meredith does have a chance to be a little bit more explosive than Enunwa. So I would rather be on that bandwagon now and then switch off to Enunwa if Enunwa has a decent week, or if Meredith has a really bad week, than the opposite. And be on the Enunwa bandwagon and have to try and chase after Meredith off waivers next week.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, speaking of Meredith, Jamie was shocked when I didn't have it. Meredith in my top 48
yeah,
receivers.
What's up with
and I got
that?
A tweet about that. I had actually moved him up to like 47th, but then I moved a couple guys into my top 48, and so he got knocked out. And I just feel like we're kind of blowing in the wind with this Dontrell Inman and then Cameron Meredith. And one good week for a receiver that we didn't think was going to be anything at all doesn't automatically elevate him into a season-long play, I don't feel like.
Well, we didn't think he was going to be anything at all because he was buried on the depth chart.
Right.
He was okay in the preseason, and now it's opportunity.
Yeah.
Which is the number one thing in fantasy
what's
football.
Different, though, what's different, though, about him and Eddie Royal? Because it's been Eddie Royal's had two big games, and people
actually I think Meredith is a bigger receiver, and I think he can stretch the field a little bit. Yeah. And he made some nice adjustments to Brian. You won't believe this, but Brian Hoyer does not always throw a perfect tight spiral
right
on target. Sometimes it's a little off target. And Meredith adjusted to it. And that's just one of those little things you look for from a receiver.
Just a couple things I would say about that is... The Colts have been awesome against number one receivers this year. And that's because of Davante Adams. The rest of their corners...
Davante Davis.
The rest of their corners are pretty terrible.
What's weird, though, is Davis missed, what, the first
couple
two
of games? Yeah.
And they still did well.
Yeah.
I don't know how the Colts...
I think they scheme well for it.
I watched the game film of their matchup last week because I want to see what was going on with Alshon Jeffrey. And I'm writing about it in the cheat sheet this week. And obvious situations... Third downs, long second downs, two-minute drill. You better believe there were two guys
but
assigned
to Alshon
Jeffery.
But not the most important play
of the game. Yeah. That was, they made a change. Let me tell you something. This is a great example of the chess match in football. At halftime, Cameron Meredith was kicking their butt. So they made a change to go more straight up. It looked like cover two against the Bears. And there was no more of that double team against Alshon Jeffery. And on the second drive of the second half, the Bears knew it, and that's when Alshon Jeffery started getting a lot of targets, and his yards and catches started to go up.
All right, let's get through the rest of the notes so we can preview the games. Ladarius Green. All right, I don't get it. I read he was coming back. He could come back in Week 7, then Week 9. What the hell? So is he eligible to come back in Week 7, Ladarius Green, which is next week?
He's eligible to come. Is it practice or play? I'm pretty sure it's practice and play. you miss the first six games when you're on the PUP list.
Yeah, but then...
And then there's like a three-week window where a three-week window opens.
I think you're, that's the IR. That's the short-term IR.
No, the short-term IR is definitely longer than the PUP list.
Right. I think
PUP list, you can come back after six games.
Right. I think he can come back to play in week seven.
All right. He's 8%
if he's
owned.
Ready to go.
It might be worth a stash, though. For the
How many bench
Springs.
Spots do you have?
Five. What do you expect from him if he plays?
Here's the thing. I don't expect a lot from him.
Really?
No, not anymore. Jesse James has been serviceable as a tight end. He's not great. He's not explosive.
He's so much better than Jesse James.
When they're both healthy and in the flow of a football season and training camp and all that, I agree 100%.
Are you saying the outlaw Jesse James might have robbed him of playing time?
But I'm sure. All right. Jordan Reed, by the way, being evaluated for a concussion.
This is scary.
This is bad.
He's... What did Chris Towers say at the office?
Six.
This is number six for Jordan Reed?
And I mean, it's the sixth diagnosed. I would guess that anybody that's in the NFL has had six concussions.
No.
Yeah.
You play high school football, you get your bell rung regularly.
Did you play high school football?
No.
I played tackle football on the weekends in high school.
I got my bell rung playing in an intramural fraternity tackle football league at UM.
Right.
And I got my bell rung in a practice.
Yeah.
And it wore off after a little while. To me, it's far more severe when you're a National Football League player and these guys are like supremely talented athletes. Forget about, you know, falling on your butt like I did.
Right.
Jordan Reed, there's no comparison. The fact that he has six concussions, I don't think you can count on him this week.
I
don't know if
end.
You can count on him next week.
I need a tight end. Who am I picking up?
Charles Clay would be on the list if you can get him. Jesse James would be on the list. And a couple of
Richard
deep
Rogers.
Sleepers. Richard, three deep sleepers. Rogers is a good one. C.J. Fedorowicz with Houston, believe it or not. I don't know how to spell that. So there's a W, there's a Z, there's a C. It starts with an F.
Yeah.
And we'll tie with the Giants. Maybe he actually catches a longer seam pass this week.
Julio Jones has a knee injury but is expected to play. Cam Newton and Jonathan Stewart are expected to play this week.
Everybody's coming back.
Melvin Gordon or Jonathan Stewart?
Gordon.
Okay, and Dez Bryant was limited in practice. Does he have a chance to play this week?
They did a whole interview on Sirius NFL Radio with Stephen Jones yesterday, and they didn't ask him about Dez Bryant.
Week.
Yeah, so let's see if he practices, see what Jason Garrett has to say.
Arian Foster is expected to play against Pittsburgh.
All right.
Here's an email of the day. It's from Mark, and Mark is from...
Tukula, Mexico.
Hey, Robert, Josh, Cody, and Charlie. Oh, that's easy.
Those are Cleveland Browns quarterbacks.
Yes, good for you. Adam, you said if you had powers, you would... Hey, get away from me.
Oh,
what's
it's
happening
hug time.
Right here? Stop it. Oh, my God.
It's hug time.
Oh, you stole my wallet. Give me my wallet back. Get over
Look
here.
How happy Jamie is.
Jamie just ambushed me. I did not like that.
That was something else.
That was weird. Where's my wallet?
Where is it? I don't know.
You guys suck. All right. Anyway.
Welcome to the podcast, Jamie.
Adam, you said if you had powers, you would use them for good. Clearly, you do have powers, as evidenced by the Bonanza. Have you thought about picking an anti-Bonanza game as well to bless fantasy owners and shower them with points from unexpected games? With great power comes great responsibility. You're not the hero fantasy wants, but you're the hero fantasy needs.
Good email.
So should I pick a Costanza every week?
No.
Jamie?
Yes.
Wait,
if you
Jamie's back, talk.
Yes,
there he is.
The thing,
where's Jamie's voice?
The thing that people don't realize is that when you pick a Bonanza each week, you're still trying to pick games that are going to score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
If you start picking a Costanza with the idea that reverse jinxes don't work unless it's an unintentional reverse jinx.
I appreciate what you said, but you're wrong. I'm going to pick a Costanza every week now. We're going to see where this goes. Some more news and notes. Sammy Watkins is not going to have foot surgery as of now. Josh McCown and Cody Kessler both have a shot to play this week. Who do you think will be the quarterback for Cleveland at Tennessee?
Terrell Pryor.
Cody Kessler.
Pittsburgh signed Carlos Williams to the practice squad. Dave was on Fantasy Football Today, our video show yesterday, talking about this. Is he worth a stash, Carlos Williams?
In the 24-team office league, I think I stashed him. The interesting thing about being on a practice squad is you can get signed by any team at any time and guaranteed a roster spot for four
Can
weeks.
We just call that league the Heath has the worst team in the history of Fantasy Football League?
It's too long.
Okay.
We call it the
Heath
the,
sucks.
The Heath got screwed league.
Just Heath sucks.
Jason Pierre-Paul missed practice with a groin injury, which actually I think would help Terrence West because he's pretty good against the run. Jamie, is anyone on the Rams defensive line going to play this week?
I don't know. It's Aaron Donald, I guess.
That's a big one, right?
They'll have Aaron Donald, but yeah, Brockers, Hayes, and Robert Quinn all did not practice.
And Jermaine Johnson's not going to play. So
this is a beautiful matchup for the Lions and Theo Riddick.
is anyone on Detroit going to play? They're like the most banged up team, defense and offense, right? Riddick, Washington, are these guys all banged
up? Ansa practiced, though. They're going to get back to Zeke Ansa.
Oh, all right, that's
but they lost Haloti Ngata for a couple weeks. That's going to help that Rams offensive line block for Todd Gurley.
Jamie, how do you feel about Todd Gurley?
I love him.
Do you?
I mean, he is what he is at this point.
Is he in your top 12 this week?
I think so.
He should be.
10 area? Somewhere in there?
Higher.
Is anyone in the Houston secondary going to play? If you look at Houston's pass defense, so far they've done a pretty good job. But
the thing about Gurley, though, just real quick, Cunningham's going to play. And you've seen an uptick in passes for Gurley without Cunningham in there.
Yeah.
I wonder, since they've seen him have success in that way, success anywhere else.
Hopefully.
I don't think it's going to take Cunningham off the field, though. They'll still use Cunningham in that situational role that he's in, but I bet that they still throw some targets Gurley's way.
All right. Houston secondary is very banged up, so does that give you more confidence in Andrew Luck this week?
Sure.
Yeah. Arizona's going to be without starting offensive linemen Evan Mathis and Mike Iupati. Another reason to start LeSean McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
This
is your secret weapon in the David Johnson versus LeSean McCoy debate.
And Pete Carroll expects Tyler Lockett to have a bigger role, as we mentioned. So, do you expect Steve Smith at the Giants? Eddie Lacy against Dallas?
Sort of.
James Starks didn't play. Didn't practice.
James Starks.
And Lacy was limited.
The fact that he's limited is good, that he was even on the field.
So, who's their number three running back?
That's a good question.
Carlos Williams.
They'll sign him.
Hold on.
Yeah, you look it up. Randall Cobb.
On my computer.
Still Jonathan Franklin.
Do you expect Randall Cobb,
Jonathan's
guys?
Yes.
I've gotten a little giddy over here. Tyler Eifert, do you expect him this week?
No.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yes.
Yes.
He's in my FanDuel lineup. Latavius Murray.
No.
No.
Rashad Jennings.
Yes.
All right. Team name. It's a
really?
Total guessing game. Who knows with them?
Who cares? You're not starting them. The third string running back right now for the Green Bay Packers, fullback Aaron Ripkowski. On the practice squad, Don Jackson.
I mean,
everybody knows Don Jackson.
If they sign somebody today, that'll be bad for one of the two guys.
I really think it might be Don Jackson. The Cowboys might have a very good chance to win that game.
Sure.
It reminds me of the playoff game a couple years ago.
Is Dez playing? That'll help them.
Honestly,
I don't think it matters.
Don't know if it matters. They're just going to pull. Best run defense in the NFL. Best offensive line in the NFL. I cannot wait for that game.
Yeah, but is it the best run defense in the NFL, or just they played the best schedule so far?
If it's not the best, I think you got to give them credit.
Pretty
legit.
Definitely have to give them credit. But look at the schedule that they played in terms of running backs that they faced.
Well, they played Minnesota, right?
And Adrian Peterson got hurt in the second quarter.
Played Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They can't run.
They played the Giants.
They can't run. Played Detroit.
And they
can't run.
But they've been, like, super good.
I think the running backs they faced, I read today, have averaged, like, 3.7 yards per carry when they've not played the Packers. When they've played the Packers, they've averaged like 1.6.
Right, and now they've got Dallas, then Chicago in a short week, and then Atlanta.
Definitely good, but you also have to take into account schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't matter with the Cowboys. They're defensive line proof.
Well, it kind of does. I mean, Giants were healthy in week one.
Well, but it was with a rookie running back.
Yeah, Elliott said he didn't play that well. You know what it reminds me of, honestly, is two years ago when the Cowboys went to Seattle.
When you said the playoff game, I was thinking the Seattle game, actually.
Yeah, same thing. But they went to Seattle. And week three of the preseason, they did the same thing. They went to Seattle, and they just ran all over them. And it was quite surprising.
Zach Martin is playing out of this world.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Team name Tuesday on a Thursday. I only have one name. And I actually put it in the notes for you guys. And I want to know if it's okay to have a name like this, a team name like this, from Michael from a town near New Haven, Connecticut, Dave.
New Haven Falls, Connecticut.
Why would it not be okay?
Because it requires mispronouncing a name. Blount Rushmore.
With all of the terrible names that you
What's wrong with this? This is funny.
And no.
It's Rushmore, two words.
No, I think this one's actually pretty decent. With all the ones that you read and giggle about while we sit here silently, this is the one you're not sure if it's okay?
Because you have to mispronounce LeGarrette Blount's last name to make it work. Blount Rushmore. Blount Rushmore doesn't really, you know what I'm saying?
You know how many people call him Blount anyway?
We don't. All right, two you like and two you don't. Dave likes Derrick Henry?
Dave likes Derrick Henry.
Really?
Playing against Cleveland
Browns.
First
NFL touchdown this week.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think he gets like 10 carries, scorches him for like 50 yards, maybe a touchdown in there too. If you're just absolutely hurting at running back and you need somebody to come through. This is the week. You look at the Browns and how bad they've been against the run. What do the Titans do?
He's outside your top 30.
They run the ball.
So.
He's a sleeper.
He's a sleeper.
Yeah.
He's averaging over 4.5 yards a carry his last two games. I think he scores.
Do you guys all have him ahead of Jeremy Hill?
Well, that's
I don't think I probably do.
Okay.
Sit
if you're going to take two fat slugs, take the fat slug. There's a better chance to score.
Right. Take the fat slug against the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have...
And that has two good shoulders.
And they've been bad against the run because of volume.
Yes.
A little bit of that.
He's not going to give volume. They're giving up 3.9 yards per carry.
He might if they're ahead in the fourth quarter, which would you be surprised if they're ahead in the fourth quarter?
Don't you think they'll be at the goal line a couple of times against Cleveland?
How many carries did he get against the Dolphins?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but probably not a ton.
I expect. About I think he had eight, 10 for 45.
I think he had 10 for 45 two games ago, and like last
I
week
got
he,
it right here.
He averaged like 7 yards a carry against Miami.
Well, he had seven carries for 54 yards against Miami. 10 carries for 45 yards against Oakland. Don't ask about the game at Houston.
He did 3 carries at Houston.
Yeah.
This is a risky one.
All right, so his carries this season 5, 9, 10, 3, 7.
I'm going to say 40 yards and a touchdown for Derrick Henry.
Boom, bang.
You like Jesse James, Dave.
You know who the Dolphins' best defender is against the pass?
Koemisi?
No.
Who?
Rashad Jones.
No.
Koemisi's on IR.
Rashad Jones.
Rashad's on IR.
I know. I was saying.
Koemisi's on IR. Xavier Howard is a good defender. He's not going to play. And Rashad Jones, the safety, isn't going to play. Everything is
wide
open.
Well,
is
he not going to play or just mispractice?
They don't think he's going to play.
Okay.
So I think that this Dolphins defense is going to be B-A-D awful against the Steelers.
I like Jesse James. Obviously, I've been talking about Jesse James for a long time now. The thing that concerns me is Eli Rogers coming back. And so does that take away the middle of the field target for
I'm looking for
James?
A touchdown.
Oh, no. That,
I'm
he's
not
obviously
looking
touchdown
for
dependent.
100 yards.
He scored in 3 of his last 4. Clearly, he's touchdown dependent. But that's the thing would be like last week we saw the uptick in catches and yards, career high, or yeah, I guess career high in both, certainly season high in both. I just wonder if Rodgers coming back, you know, that's when his stats were somewhat minimal. But I agree with you. You start Jesse James.
Jesse James or Charles Clay?
James. I'm starting James over Ertz this week.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think this is an Eagles run the ball week.
James or Fleener?
I'm going Fleener.
I love the matchup. I have Fleener ahead of him.
I like James better.
Ooh la la. Look at you turning down Kobe.
Jamie's two. Lamar Miller he likes. Alex Smith he likes. All right, Lamar Miller, discuss.
Our start of the week, it's funny.
Bring it on, Lamar Miller.
It's funny the panic that people have. You know, we post our stories or our social media team posts our stories on the CBS Sports Fantasy page on Facebook, and the comments were, he better show up. This better be the week. Please bleeping show up.
We just said that, actually.
I can't bleeping stand you anymore.
Before you assaulted me.
They could have been talking about me, that they couldn't stand me. But in any event, Lamar Miller's clearly been frustrating. Last week was his worst game, but you still had the 4 games prior to that, at least 20 touches. I think if he gets 20 touches against the Colts, he'll deliver. I think this will be his best fantasy game of the season.
Love it. So far, you need 14 fantasy points to be a top 12 running back through 5 weeks. So will he get 14 fantasy points this week?
Yeah, he's scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
All right.
80 yards and a touchdown?
He's going to get 18.
Lock it in.
I like it.
120 total and a touch?
Yeah.
Big week.
I think he'll fall just short of that. I don't mean to be the wet blanket.
He won't be Derrick Henry, but he'll be okay.
All right, Alex Smith. This is all about history here, huh? Alex Smith.
Well, it's also about recent history, too. The Raiders stink.
Yeah, I think they gave up the third most points to quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're terrible. So they had a little mini two-game stretch there where they played well against Baltimore and Tennessee. But even Flacco got you 2 touchdowns. 1 was rushing. I think you look at Alex Smith coming off their bye week and Andy Reid's track record of what this team does, what his teams do coming off bye weeks. But Smith, 4 straight games with 20 more fantasy points against them. I think Kelsey plays well. I think Charles gets going in the passing game as well. And Jeremy Maclin, 3 touchdowns in 2 games against the Raiders last year too.
Smith or Bortles?
Smith.
Smith.
Bortles.
Smith. You don't even like him.
I've got 15 quarterbacks in my top 12.
Me too.
Like there are so many quarterbacks I like this week.
The one that makes me the most nervous is Derek Carr.
Yeah, Smith. That's the thing is I think Derek Carr has to be good for Smith to be good. Because you look at what the Chiefs have traditionally done is, like even this year, when they've been behind against the Chargers and the Steelers, he's thrown 48 and 50 passes. When they've had the lead, he's thrown closer to 30.
But in those games against Oakland previously, it's not like they had good. Derek Carr was miserable in the 2 games last year.
I have the numbers for you, actually. So Smith, he had 20 and 26 fantasy points. He didn't throw a lot of passes, I don't think.
No.
But one game he had a rushing touchdown.
Right.
I thought I had the pass totals, but no.
He's dominated them.
Yeah, he has.
Like, I don't love buying into track record either, but he's dominated the Raiders, and the Raiders just aren't that good defensively. It's just a matter of how much you trust Alex.
Well, I like Alex Smith this week. I'm not really concerned about Carr either.
I think he's a great bye week replacement. Not that you really have to replace Jameis or Bradford, but if you're concerned about,
he's an Eli replacement.
He's a good Eli replacement.
Ryan, and a Philip Rivers replacement.
And a
Rivers
replacement.
And a Matt Ryan replacement.
Yes, that's absolutely perfect.
We like a lot of quarterbacks, and none of them are named Eli, Matt Ryan, or Philip Rivers.
Heath likes Tyrod Taylor, though. Who do you like better, Smith or Taylor?
I think I've got them back to back.
You do?
And I don't.
And when in doubt, go with the Chief.
No.
I'm just saying, you have Smith one spot.
Yeah.
I thought the saying was, when in doubt, don't go with the Buffalo Bill.
Well, that could be
all
it,
right, Taylor's had a pretty bad year.
He has had a pretty bad year.
But fantasy-wise.
Fantasy-wise.
He's actually played pretty well, given the circumstances.
I think the 49ers are in a really bad spot here. Traveling across the country, I think the Bills might score a lot of points in this game. Taylor doesn't necessarily need a lot of volume in this spot, I don't think. And the thing I like is, as good as LeSean McCoy has been in the passing game as well, he could just dump one off to him and let McCoy do the work.
Okay. Jarvis Landry is another one you like against Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to go away from Landry because of how awful he was last week. But this is still the perfect situation for Jarvis Landry. It's going to be a game where they're going to have to throw the ball over and over and over. They're not going to have any success in the run game, probably. And they can't protect him, so he has to get the ball out quick. It's got to be him or Arian Foster catching the ball. So I think people will go away from Landry, and that's probably a mistake.
I think the thing about Landry is, first off, the offensive line's finally going to be healthy. Tunsil and Albert practiced yesterday, so they're going to have, unless they bench Juwan James, which is some thought, he's been pulled each of the last two games, I believe. Certainly 2 weeks ago he was pulled. I wonder, though, if what we saw last week against Miami, because Pittsburgh started to do this last week too, is just completely dominate time of possession. And that limited all of what that offense was trying to do throwing the ball last week.
You're talking about Miami?
Miami.
They have the worst time of possession
Miami's
in the
worst
NFL.
Time of possession in the NFL. The Steelers, I think, are 11th. And I just wonder if we saw this with a lot of just dink and dunk passes to Le'Veon Bell. They really, really took their time just marching up and down the field against the Jets. And I think you could see something similar this week where they just take their time and not necessarily have to put their defense on the field. And Miami just doesn't get opportunities. And when they do, Ryan Tannehill is going to get the bleep knocked out of him.
Turnovers were a big reason why the Titans won the time of possession battle last week. The fourth quarter was a nightmare for Ryan Tannehill.
And they lost a possession because of the punt return. You know, mm-hmm. for a touchdown, too.
Right.
So I just think that Landry kind of is who he is, which is a third receiver, really, in standard leagues, because the touchdowns just are so hard to come by for him.
Yeah, he's won this year. Landry or Coates?
Landry.
I'd be afraid of Coates now with the hand injury.
It depends on if Coates practices. Like, we've got incomplete information on Sammy Coates. Let's just say Coates is fine and he's active.
I'll still take Landry.
All right. Landry or Macklin?
I'm aggressive on both those guys this week.
Macklin, easy.
All right. Okay. And two you don't like. Heath, you don't like Chris Hogan. And we talked about the San Diego wide receivers, so we can sit them against the Broncos tonight. But Hogan.
Yeah, you're sitting them because of how good those corners have been. And I went back and looked at what the outside wide receivers have done against the Cincinnati Bengals this year. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas were obviously amazing in that one game. Other than that, it's been really pretty spotty. I mean, you've got the long touchdown to Kenny Stills, but then he didn't catch a pass again. The Cowboys guys didn't do anything last week. The Jets guys in week one didn't do anything. They held Antonio Brown to 4 for 39.
That was in the rain, though.
Okay.
I think this was going back to last year, though. Remember?
They're really good. Yeah.
Because we previewing the Denver game is stupid now, but we were like, oh boy, this could be rough for Demaryius Thomas. Bengals have been great against number ones for a while. That was an anomaly.
Right. They've been pretty good against outside wide receivers all year, except for that Denver game. So
I totally agree with everything you're saying,
yeah.
Except the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because they're so weird. He's not really like an outside receiver, though. It's not, you know, he's going to line up outside.
Right.
But it's almost as if they do so many different things, they could just leave you in some just weird situations. Like,
but I feel like you have to bet on two or three of those guys. Like, they're not going to go score 40 against the Bengals.
They might.
Yeah. I mean, they could. I don't think they are going to. So I think you have to pick two or three guys that you think are going to do the damage. I think Hogan's the least likely of all the guys involved.
I want to say they've put up at least 34 points in like four of their five of six games against Cincinnati since Marvin Lewis has taken over Cincinnati.
Would you start Matt Forte over Chris Hogan?
Yeah.
You would. Would you start Forte? I was surprised that you said yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Would you start TJ Yeldon over Hogan?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I could see myself doing that.
All right, guys.
Hogan's a boomer bust guy. I mean, That's what is the thing you got to look at, though, is I think he would have had more targets last week if he didn't have the brief injury departure.
All right, two guys that Jamie doesn't like, Sammy Coates, who we just talked about, and the Dolphins.
Yes.
The Dolphins. Yeah.
Just any Dolphins.
Yes. What Harry about Foster comes back. No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Foster.
Parker, no, thank you. His targets have really gone down. Stills, we've seen it now. You know,
I think they go back to bread and butter with Landry, though.
Yeah, I'll say again, Landry in PPR I think is worth starting for sure. And then standard leagues, he's a third receiver because you can get what you had 2 games ago from him, which was good, 7 for 50, and that's kind of where his stat line usually lies.
So what if Coates plays? Because you have him as a don't like right now.
Well, I think you consider him a third receiver if he plays.
Okay.
But
Dave?
A guy with drop issues that has a hand issue. Doesn't
yeah,
necessarily
it's
speak,
such a good
speak,
matchup, though.
Speak, oh, it's a great matchup. But, again, Rodgers is back. So that's another target on the field for Ben. And we haven't seen the two guys play well together.
All right. Dave, Oakland running backs, not a fan this week.
It's a great matchup. There's no doubt about it. You look at what running backs have done against Kansas City.
Come on, Olawale.
It's been great. But it's like somebody giving me a slice of pizza. And then they cut the pizza in half and then in half again. And then they say, okay, this is what you get is one of these halves, a quarter of the pizza. They split up their workload so much that you're just not sure what guy is going to do what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
DeAndre Washington, like, it really seems like he's the guy. Well, it's because you don't eat a lot of good pizza because you're from New York. I think it's more like DeAndre Gauntlet. Washington. We liked him a lot last week. He just didn't get all those catches that Jalen Richard got.
No, he did.
Not as
he had
many.
One less.
He had five. He didn't do as much with
right,
as Jalen
yeah.
did. But Jalen, like, had 6 targets, caught all 6. They use these. They're the exact same running back.
So, wait, are we expecting
Murray
or no?
The same way. As of now, no. But even if Murray plays, it's clear.
It's even
the
worse.
Raiders, it is. Because the Raiders just, they don't want to give anybody more than 10 carries a game.
I think you could start those guys as a flex, but it's a boomer bust play. It's kind of like Hogan.
They Dave, make me nervous.
I mean, think about it. Last week was a great matchup against San Diego. They combined for good numbers. It's just which one guy. One guy has to break a run to score
yeah.
and get Olawale out of there.
Dave, one of our emailers, John, wanted to know if you've ever had P-E-Q-O-D, P-Quads, deep dish in Chicago.
I've heard of it. I've never had it.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
It's on my list.
All right. It's on his list.
It's on the list.
Julian Edelman you don't like this week. He doesn't like Hogan. You don't like Edelman.
Check out the track record of slot receivers for the Patriots in that series against Marvin Lewis's Bengals.
Check out slot receivers against the Bengals so far this year.
It's been good, but they scheme against them against the Patriots. Julian Edelman hasn't had a great game against them. Welker, when he played, had one game with multiple touchdowns, but the yardage was always limited.
I think this is a
tight end game against the Bengals.
I think it's a squeaky wheel game for Edelman.
I don't think there are squeaky wheel games in New England.
He does commercials with one guy. One guy told him he loves him on camera. I think Edelman gets his piece of the pie.
He had 10 targets last week.
I'm not so sure how good the Bengals are this year.
Yeah, they're bad.
I mean... It was embarrassing last week.
Last week was Andy Dalton's like on the you see his face on the sideline, like he's like, what is going on? We can't stop anybody.
They need a number two receiver badly, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Patriots.
Well, I mean,
might
you
just
saw
do...
Brandon LaFell went off last week.
No, he
last
had
week
two garbage time.
Oh, it's Brandon LaFell
garbage
revenge
time
game.
Touchdowns. I just feel like the Patriots are going to smoke them. They're going to put up points, but it's hard to know. I was saying this to Heath before the show. I don't know how you guys rank the Patriots because they have so many weapons now. Like Martellus Bennett, I feel would be a pain in the neck to rank.
I think
week.
He's going to be awesome.
Brady's first game back in Gillette, like he's just going to.
This is a 4-touchdown game.
He's just going to destroy them. Maybe, but see if the Bengals have some pride left. I want to talk about Indochino. You should learn more about them. Indochino.com. Indochino.com. Just go to the website and you can see their products. And if you buy a premium suit with our offer code FFT, you're getting 50% off. And now that I've started wearing my made-to-measure suit, I can tell you it fits me so much better than a generic off-the-rack suit. My Indochino suit, it's just so much better than my other suits. I don't want to wear the old ones anymore. I'm sick of them. I just want to wear my sweet Indochino suit. And the reason why, it's obviously because it fits better, but also because it's mine. It's personalized. I picked every detail out. I love that. And, of course, people are paying $700, $800, maybe even more for something like this, but not with Indochino. Our listeners get any premium Indochino suit for just $389. That really is a great deal at Indochino.com with our offer code FFT. Enter FFT at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price. An awesome deal. Indochino.com. Any premium suit for $389 with free shipping. Go to Indochino.com and enter FFT at checkout and get ready to look like $1 million. Well, let's go to the games. What the hell are you guys doing over there?
Nothing.
This is why I like working from New York. I do not enjoy what is happening right here.
What do you mean?
Okay, first of all, I don't know if we can talk about this, but I was watching Fantasy Football Today yesterday, the live video show.
Yeah.
During one of the segments, Dave, Jamie, and Nick could not stop laughing, mostly Jamie. That was very funny. I never found out what that
was.
We
have a good time on the show.
And right now, you guys are taking pictures of your little phone and
texting. It's the social media age. I just sent out a tweet.
Oh, God. This sucks.
We took things out of your wallet and started taking pictures of them.
I don't know what you would have taken out, but...
Well, you have that picture of Zoe and you.
I can't believe you travel with cat hair.
All right. Well, Pittsburgh at Miami. We did cover quite a bit in this game, but Ben Roethlisberger...
We'll play hot or cold to find your wallet at the end of the show.
Ben Roethlisberger is a top three quarterback. Jesse James is a top 10 quarterback for Dave and Jamie in standard.
I'm not
he's
playing
right around 12.
I don't think he has any chance to play quarterback.
Yeah. Who?
Jesse James.
I said quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. tweeted a pic of my wallet. what didn't we cover in this game? Tell me about Arian Foster.
Le'Veon Bell. I don't know if he's going to do well this week.
Tell me about Arian Foster. 150
total yards.
Guys are running back needy. Like, would you start Derrick Henry over Arian Foster?
No. I think Foster's going to do a lot of damage as a receiver.
If he plays a lot. I mean, think about what guys do coming off these long, lengthy injuries. They haven't done
fresh
well.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs? They've been terrible so far. All these guys have been bad.
He's got old fresh legs.
Well,
like frog's legs that have been sitting out in the dumpster for 3 months.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I am. If I'm awake, I'm hungry.
There was a frog on my car the other night, and I was too afraid to touch it. It was like, I hate those things.
Are you not a man?
No, I'm really not.
I'm surprised you didn't try and, like, kiss it.
Knock it off. That's weird, Dave. All right. I think we covered this game pretty sufficiently. Cincinnati at New England. Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger this week?
Brady. Roethlisberger.
Right. They're both awesome. If you have them in a two-quarterback league, you're going to win. LeGarrette Blount, guys. Cincinnati, they've only played two games with perfect, right? Miami and Dallas?
Yep. They've been far from perfect.
Well, they were
against Miami.
They got embarrassed by Dallas. They did fine against Miami. What do you think about LeGarrette Blount? He only 54 and 37 yards in his last two games.
I'm still starting him.
It'll be 54, 37 yards and a touchdown.
All right. So LeGarrette Blount or Terrence West?
I have Blount ahead of West.
Yeah, I have West ahead of Blount.
West.
Pretty close, though.
Yep. Very close. Yeah, yes. They're very, very close.
Blount or Frank Gore?
I got Gore.
Gore ahead of Blount.
Blount or Landry? Standard.
Blount.
Yeah, Blount.
PPR.
Landry.
PPR. Yeah. Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan. All right, we know how Heath feels. We know how Dave feels. How do you feel?
I like Edelman a lot. I think this is a blowout game for the Patriots, and I think the two guys who didn't score last week are going to score this week in Gronk and Edelman. So that'll be two of Brady's touchdowns. Hogan they'll take shots with. I don't know if he'll come through, but I think he's a third receiver.
Who are some wide receivers that you might be deciding, this guy or Chris Hogan? Like, what class is he in this week?
Michael Thomas?
I would start Thomas, but I would start Hogan over both Chargers.
I don't like Hogan, and I would start him over both Chargers.
Okay. Hogan... Sterling Shepard or Hogan?
I was just about to say, I would take the chance on Hogan over Shepard.
Hogan.
I have Hogan one spot ahead of Shepard.
All right. Andy Dalton, you have Andy Dalton 12th?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right, so he's barely in the top 24 for Dave and Jamie. He's feeling it with Andy Dalton.
I'm always feeling it with Andy Dalton.
Big red.
Look, you got one out of five. You're good so far.
He's had two good games.
He's had one multiple touchdown game.
Okay.
And that was last week, and it came in garbage time. Is that what you're hoping for this week?
Well, I think it's either the Patriots aren't going to blow everyone out by 40, and so this is a competitive game, and Dalton's fine, or he gets points in garbage time.
The problem is he just hasn't been fine this year.
He's second in the NFL in passing yards. He just hasn't thrown the touchdowns.
Okay. All right, so very different there. Different.
I could see a multiple touchdown game for him, but I think this could be a three-interception game for Dalton. Like, this could be one where he just poops all over himself.
I mean, we haven't really seen that from Dalton this year either.
But that's just because he's due.
he's been pretty good. He just hasn't thrown the touchdowns.
All right, tell me about the Bengals running backs. The Patriots allow the third fewest fantasy points to running backs, and they're a better defense at home than they are on the road.
Five guys have had at least four catches against them out of the backfield.
Gio's the only one you can start.
But you don't want to.
He's a flex.
Right. Yeah. He's a flex, but he's in that range to where you could start him as a number two.
If you're debating in a PPR league, Duke Johnson, Bobby Rainey, James White, Giovanni Bernard. They're all the same.
I would rather start Gio over all those guys.
James White?
I like White better, but I'm saying that it's the same type of guy that you're hoping for 4 to 6 catches. You're hoping for 50-plus yards, and then you're hoping for whatever they can do carrying the ball. The one thing that helps Giovanni Bernard is that Jeremy Hill's got a shoulder issue, and so that maybe they start to give him more carries.
Chest?
Which a shoulder.
Shoulder?
Yep.
I think they're all maybe in both. The same neighborhood.
I think he has both.
Okay. So James White, Arian Foster, and Giovanni Bernard, how would you rank them?
I've got Bernard third.
Bernard, Foster, White.
Yeah, White. The exact opposite of Heath. I really do.
White, Foster, Bernard.
Yeah, Damey. Unbelievable. Damey versus Heath.
Unbelievable.
Now, PPR, I would go White, Bernard, Foster.
Okay. So these are like better, you know, maybe number low-end number two in a PPR league, these guys?
Yep.
Okay. A.J. Green, are we concerned at all about A.J. Green this week?
If he keeps missing practice, I would be concerned.
I kind of feel the same way about him that I do about Julio. It's like, I don't feel good about it, but it doesn't really matter. You're not going to bench A.J. Green or Julio Jones.
Not unless you've got great alternatives.
I can't even imagine the alternatives.
I can't do it with A.J. Green like I can with Julio. Because we saw it a little bit last week.
If they put Richard Sherman one-on-one on Julio Jones, Julio will have the Brandon Marshall game.
Which is great. Question.
Which is a good game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they'll do.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
You know, New England's actually, a few guys have gotten them this year. A few wide receivers. Fitzgerald did. Not the Texans guys were terrible. I'm trying to think off the top of my
Landry
head.
Landry and Marshall. Landry and Parker.
All three of them. I think Stills had like
Stills
9 points.
Stills had 76 yards.
Yeah.
Okay, they've struggled, though, in the slot. And that's, I mean, they put A.J. Green there. They're going to need to.
We're not really considering LaFell, are we?
No.
Not unless you're desperate.
And we're not expecting Eifert, but if he does play, would he be a start for you?
No, not first game coming back from injury. I've learned my lesson enough with this.
Okay. Patriots DST, number 5 for Jamie, 7th for Davin Heath. And no team goes into the season without a game plan. If they did, game day highlights would be nothing more than a football follies compilation. And while follies are hilarious, Buffalo Wild Wings knows that fans prefer the taste of glory on game day. The kind of glory that comes with having 21 signature sauces and seasonings to choose from, or a great lineup of cold and refreshing beers on tap, or, this is my favorite part, a collection of wall-to-wall flat screens so big it would make your head spin. We cover all of those details so they add up to the kind of game day experience fans can appreciate. And we do it because we appreciate fans. So win or lose, if you're a fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere there is. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan. I love going to sports bar. I haven't gone to a sports bar on a Sunday in a very long time.
I haven't been in a sports bar on a Sunday in 15 years.
Bartender. Give me a milk.
In a dirty glass. Anyone get that reference? I'll take a milk in a dirty glass. No, no. Cop and a half. Good try. Cleveland. Cleveland at Tennessee.
Christmas movie?
Isaiah Crowell. There's no Christmas in that. Isaiah Crowell.
There's no good in that.
Or LeGarrette Blount.
Blount.
All right, how do you feel about Crowell this week, guys?
Don't love him.
Borderline number two.
Tennessee allows the 4th fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs.
We really screwed the pooch on the Titans defense.
Is it good?
Their front 7 is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary still is. I can't come around on it, but
they have one good corner.
Right.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Terrell Pryor this week?
Wouldn't want to use him.
Okay.
He lines up mostly on McCourty.
Doesn't mean he will.
Gary Barnage or Jesse James? You know, Gary Barnage is like 6th or 7th in catches and yards among tight ends. He just can't get in the end zone. Seventh in catches, sixth in yards.
You hate to start.
But you're looking for 7 points, right, to get a top 12 tight end.
Right, and with Gary Barnage, that's the ceiling.
Around there. Well, if he scores.
He could score.
It's almost the floor.
Lots of tight ends could score.
Barnage has been between 57 and 76 yards 3 straight games.
You got a quarterback starting with a bad shoulder. I mean, I don't know why you would consider any of these guys at this point.
Look, you guys don't have Barnage that outside your top 12. He's like top 15.
He's right behind James.
Because you might get 6 points.
Yeah, which isn't that
bad. He's okay in PPR. I think standard you could do better.
Sure.
All right, how do you guys feel about Marcus Mariota against a Cleveland DST that's been really bad against Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, and Tom Brady? They've all scored 20 or more fantasy points. Mariota, how do you feel about him?
I think he's a start this week. Top 10 guy for me.
He's, for me, right in that Alex Smith, Tyrod Taylor range.
Who do you like of those three?
I've got Mariota just above those two.
So I was I started the week very scared of Mariota because this just looks like a game where DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, they do their thing. Titans defense steals a touchdown, whatever. And Marcus Mariota, we've seen games from him this year where we think he's going to do well, and then he doesn't. Take Detroit. The Raiders game.
Detroit Raiders, yeah.
There have been two well times. There are two times.
He played well in the Detroit game.
Do we all agree?
Not in fantasy.
He had 20 in that game?
Yeah.
Which is I've got him 14th. That's probably the number. All right. Typical number 14.
Sorry, score. Dave. Go ahead.
Last week was 12.
Grown up was talking here. When my hand goes up, the mouth goes shut. All right. Does everybody agree that this is a Titans blowout win?
Should be.
There haven't been a lot of these in the Marcus Mariota era. In fact, there's only been two. It was his very first game, and there was his game last week against Miami. Those are the only two. And in both of those games, he had good games.
But you know, like 14 more points?
What's that?
The blowout being like 14.
Yeah. 30 to 13 last week. To me, for Tennessee, that's a blowout.
Sure. Are the Browns as bad as the Dolphins?
Yes.
Honestly, they should have beaten them.
They sure should have.
Three or four field goals
they
that
sure
game
should
in
have.
Miami.
I can't believe they kept the kicker, too.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this. Mariota in a blowout has been successful before. The quarterbacks that have played against Cleveland have been successful as well. I think you can roll the dice on Marcus Mariota. Maybe he runs for a touchdown.
That's what you're going to need.
And throws one other one. I feel like that can happen.
I mean, look, if you look at the two tight ends games against them, last two games against Cleveland between Jordan Reed and Martellus Bennett, this should set up for Delanie Walker to be fantastic.
So, Delanie Walker is in my FanDuel lineup. He's a top three tight end for you guys.
And so if you get one touchdown from Delanie, if he runs for another and you get, you know,
two touchdowns from Tajay Sharpe,
maybe.
Is there a wide receiver sleeper here for Tennessee?
Matthews has been their best guy over the last 2 weeks.
All right. We're talking like 14-team leagues,
and he was benched last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we're expecting a big game from Mariota, Walker, maybe he'll get two touchdowns. I don't know, but
he could throw one to Murray, too. Remember, week one, he threw two to him.
All right, Kansas City at Oakland. Jamaal Charles, we talked about at the top of the show. Macklin is a start this week. Kelsey is a top nine tight end, so it's hard to get away from him.
We've all managed to keep Derek Carr in our top 12. And all say, except for Heath, that we're just not sure if we love him. I'll tell you why I love him. He's barely been sacked this year, and the Chiefs have 5 sacks in 4 games.
They can't get pressure on anybody.
Right. So he's going to have time to throw. That's a good thing for him. I think he falls into production.
They've got one good corner, and they can't get pressure. So either Crabtree or Cooper is going to have a bad corner.
Yeah, I think, Cooper didn't play well against them last year, and that's where Peters lines up on that side. Could be a tough game for him.
Would you guys start these two quarterbacks over Matt Ryan?
Yes.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Wilson. You guys love Russell Wilson.
Russ is going to be good.
Everything's great. Russell Wilson's going to be fine.
Tyler Lockett's healthy. He's healthy. This offense is going to score like all the points.
What about the Raiders wide receivers? Who's your favorite?
Cooper.
I still like Cooper.
Oh, look at a Crabtree over there from Jamie.
He's been the more consistent of the two just because Cooper took advantage of that bad secondary last week, and now he's got to face Peters, who did a good job against him 2 games last year. I don't think it's all of a sudden he's right back to where
and
he was.
I really think, I mean, they don't move Peters around, so it's probably a situation where Cooper sees him for 60% of the snaps and Crabtree sees him for 40% of the snaps.
It's going to be, the Raiders will dictate that because they can. And it's both Ron Parker on the other side.
You're starting both of them.
Jarvis Landry or these guys?
Those guys.
All right, so we like them this week.
They're both top to 18, I think.
Indianapolis and Houston. You know what's kind of interesting about this game? This is the first time, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that a team is coming back from London without a bye.
Yeah, that was last Chicago.
Jeez, what the hell's the matter?
I think you just didn't delete
this
that.
This is the first time that a team is playing after a game where they came back from London.
Two games in a row after going to London.
It's the London-Indianapolis-Houston hangover. I said to myself, no, Jacksonville's playing this week, so this can't be the week after London. All right, anyway, these two teams split a couple of games last year, but Andrew Luck did not play in either. We like Lamar Miller a lot this week. Houston wide receivers. What do you think, guys? Hopkins, Fuller, are they both starts, and which one do you like better?
I like them both. I want to keep an eye on the injury report for Will Fuller. He was limited in practice with a hammy. That's not good for a guy who's a speed receiver. Let's see if he practices all week, gets a clean bill of health from Dr. Bill O'Brien on Friday. But if he's active and at most to 100%, say he's at 92%, you go with him this week. I think he scores. I think Osweiler doesn't feel pressure.
Are you nervous about Hopkins?
No.
Going against
Devontae
A
little bit,
Davis?
Yeah. I'm not.
No, he destroyed them last year.
He did? You're not?
I mean, I'm not benching him, but okay. I'm nervous.
Where did you rank him?
11, I think.
You're not that nervous.
Do you guys like Frank Gore better than the Houston receivers?
Yes, Frank Gore is forever young.
I don't, in a PPR for sure, and then in a standard, I might sandwich him. I might put him ahead of Will Fuller.
Yep.
I think he can score. He's been, at how the Colts' run defense has played.
He's been 15-plus touches in every game this season.
Mm-hmm. So, who? Gore?
Gore. Yep. And his last two games, really nice, robust rushing average.
Yep, his best game of the season last week was his yard.
Would you say the old man's floor is 70 yards with a good chance to score this
70
week?
Total yards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gore, by the way, Houston has allowed 6 rushing touchdowns this year, so let's hope for that.
Well, look at the last two games without Watt. They've been terrible.
It's actually 3 games because Watt wasn't 100% 3 games ago.
You know where T.Y. Hilton is? In my FanDuel lineup. Big game this week because that secondary is beat up.
We should lower him in the rankings.
No, I don't think so. He's top 6 for you guys, I believe.
I don't think this is a bonanza curse, Heath. It's just Tim saying that he likes
T.Y.
Hilton.
You don't give the bonanza at all till Friday.
Friday.
So is it always in an NFC game?
No. It's just I like to consider all the games. I have to go through all the matchups, take all the notes,
okay.
Decide which fantasy owners I'm going to destroy on Sunday, unfortunately.
You're a bastard.
Houston DST, they've been, but they're 15th for Jamie, 12th for Dave, 14th for Heath. And the Colts DST is actually 15th for Heath, 16th for Dave, but 22nd for Jamie. Dwayne Allen, by the way, going up against a, this is amazing, going up against a defense that has allowed 14 catches and 107 yards in 5 games to Zach Miller, Travis Kelce, Martellus Bennett, Delanie Walker, and Kyle Rudolph.
You don't even mention Gronk. It's funny.
Did he play in that game? Oh, he barely.
Technically.
He didn't really play.
Right.
Starters at Dwayne Allen.
That's it.
All right. San Fran at Buffalo. Any 49ers that you want to start this week?
Hyde Carlos.
Yeah, you feel good about it?
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
I'm a little nervous.
He's earned the trust. Okay. Plus, what are you going to do? Who are you going to start?
Over? Well, you could have Chris.
You're really
going to
put James White in over Carlos Hyde? Come on.
No, but you could have Chris the Michael.
It's fine. Don't think twice. It's all right.
Is that like a song or something?
it's a song. Yes.
What is it?
No, go ahead.
So would you start Chris the Michael or Carlos Hyde? Jordan Howard, Chris the Michael. I mean,
Michael and Howard over Hyde.
Howard for sure over Hyde.
All right. Hyde or Gurley?
Gurley.
Yes.
How about Robert Woods? Any interest?
No.
Some.
Third receiver.
I just want to throw this out there. San Francisco, they made 2 East Coast trips last year. They gave up 43 points at Pittsburgh, 30 points at the Giants. They made 1 East Coast trip this year. They gave up 46 points at Carolina.
They're bad.
They're horrible. And this is an opportunity for the Bills. So why not Robert Woods?
Because I don't like to trust Robert Woods.
You saw Tyrod Taylor last week play well, and Justin Hunter caught a touchdown, and Marquise Goodwin caught a touchdown. I mean, it's just there's.
But he had an almost touchdown.
Two,
Robert Woods.
Two almost touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Robert Woods is their best receiver. You know, you look at the 2 games prior to that, the targets were there for him, and so Heath made a point on Tuesday, which I think was accurate, that everybody just all of a sudden goes away from him, which is understandable because, as Dave said, he's not very good, but he's still going to command a good amount of targets in a favorable matchup. So as a third receiver, I think he's fine.
Woods or Curley?
Woods.
Yeah, I think I may still have Curley ranked higher, but with Kaepernick started, I'm going to go with Woods because I don't know what to expect from Curley now.
Would you guys start Tevin Coleman or Woods Curley?
Coleman.
Coleman.
Wow. Dave?
What's the question?
Tevin Coleman or
Robert Woods
or Jeremy Curley?
I think in a Coleman, I guess. Okay. I was going to say PPR, but I can't justify it. Just, you know. Spin the dreidel on Tevin Coleman and hope it lands on
now,
Gimmel.
We're doing the AFC.
If Heath gets that reference, then you're okay.
It's just we're doing the AFC home games, but we're also doing Monday Night Football. Jets at Arizona. How do you feel about Matt Forte? Heath, why do you have him 22nd in standard, 24th in PPR?
Heath just closes his eyes every time the Jets play and go, I hope Matt Forte.
He's fine.
David Jamie have him closer to 30th.
Right. Why do I have him lower in PPR, or why do I just have him
No, why
that
do you
high?
Have him higher than Dave and Jamie?
Why do you still like him?
I don't necessarily still like him. Look at the list of running backs that I have behind him. T.J. Yeldon, Arian Foster, Jonathan Stewart, Tevin Coleman, Jones.
Stewart against the Saints? You wouldn't take Stewart against the Saints?
Jamie was just talking about these guys coming back off an extended absence and how we don't trust them. Right. I don't know what to expect from Jonathan Stewart.
I know what to expect from Matt Forte, though, so I'll take the unknown in this situation.
I need the sad music. Last 4 games for Matt Forte. Here's his carries. 30, 15, 14, 12. His carries are going down. He actually looked okay against Pittsburgh. He just didn't get the work.
He had the one nice run.
Rank the five wide receivers in this game that people, fantasy owners, would consider starting. Rank all five of them.
Well, let's make Heath happy. Larry Fitzgerald, number one.
Well, I don't think it doesn't make me happy. You could just say your honest answer. It's just Larry Fitzgerald, number one, right?
Sure. Brandon Marshall is two. John Brown, three. I'm sorry, you said there were five because Quincy Enunwa was on the tip of my tongue for number four, and then there's a fifth. Are you talking about Jerron Brown?
This could, maybe.
Are you
maybe
talking about Jalen?
Michael Floyd? Maybe.
Let him surprise you. Don't mention
that. I think, yeah.
Thank you.
He'd be fifth, though.
Yeah, he'd be fifth.
He's fifth.
And I think Brandon Marshall ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
Ooh.
Okay.
Even against Peterson?
Yeah.
Should I bring
anybody else? I don't mind Marshall this week as a start, but I just think
I haven't moved Fitzgerald up near as high as you guys have. He's still, I mean, he's done about what I expected. And
so where is he for you?
19th.
Wow. Wowie wowa. That's pretty low.
We love Palmer, right?
Yeah.
God, the Jets. Revis might not play. That secondary is bad anyway. All right, let's do some emails real quick and the show. This is
so from... I missed it. You don't like David Johnson this week? You just think McCoy's better?
Oh, no. I think McCoy should be number two. Yeah.
He doesn't score touchdowns, though. That's the problem.
Oh, it's 49ers.
Maybe he
on
will.
The road, East Coast.
Oh, he's great, but I mean. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
When do you want to look for your wallet?
Greg from a town on the south shore of Long Island.
Wallet, New York.
Three receiver league. Jordy Nelson, A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton, Willie Snead. Sit one.
Sit Snead.
This is from Matt. Where's
from? Matt from? Wallet Church, Virginia.
This is from Half Point PPR from Matt. Curly, Royal, Sproles, or DeSean Jackson? Curly, Royal, Sproles, DeSean Jackson. Pick one.
Do you go with DeSean because of the potential?
Yep.
That's what I would do.
DeSean is terrible.
This is from Matthew.
So you're going to go what? Royal, Curly?
No, I'd still go DeSean, but he's terrible.
Matthew from Austin, Texas. Hey, Jerry, Marvin, Matt, and Julio.
Nice leather rawhide wallets in Austin.
Jerry, Marvin, Matt, and Julio. Matt and Julio.
Falcons.
Yeah. Jerry Rice, Marvin Harrison, Julio Jones. Who would Matt be?
This guy's name is Matthew, so maybe it's him.
Okay. 6 point per passing touchdown lead. I was offered Carson Wentz and Julio Jones for Tom Brady and Allen Robinson. Would you give up Brady and Robinson for Wentz and Julio?
No.
You'd rather keep Julio and Wentz?
I'd rather have... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would do that. He has Matt Ryan, keep in mind. So
if he's getting Brady and Robinson, that's the side I like better.
Yes.
All right.
But... yeah. What do you do with Matt Ryan then? Trade him? You got to trade him,
I guess.
This is from Xavier. Where Wallet Town is Xavier from?
Nicholsville, Iowa.
Is Eli Manning going to get it together soon? Should I start Brian Hoyer over him this week?
Absolutely.
Absolutely he's going to get it together soon?
Absolutely start Brian Hoyer over him this week.
I think he'll get it together. What do you guys think?
We had to talk about it before the show. We'll have to do it on air tomorrow. Right. Since we're not allowed to talk about NFC players on the AFC tomorrow. Show.
Alex from Kansas. Melvin Gordon, Marvin Jones, or Eddie Lacy?
Weak wallets in Kansas.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I like Marvin a lot this week.
This is from Jacob. Where's he from?
Wallet Search, Maryland.
Jacob is a girl of North County.
Devontae Booker or Kenneth Dixon are both available. Who do I pick up, Booker or Dixon?
Booker.
Dixon.
This is from Tony in San Jose, living in Elk Grove, California. He says, hey, Fortune, D-Bob, and Rudy. No idea. Chris Hogan, John Brown, or Tevin Coleman?
John Brown, number two wide receiver this week.
Yeah.
Can you please look up Fortune, D-Bob, and Rudy for me?
Why?
I just want to know who it is. And last one. Ed from a Bay Area city, which is San Jose. Dear Jared, Jameis, Jadeveon, and Eric. Those feel like number one picks? I have no idea. Bortles or Rivers?
Yeah, Goff, Winston, Clowney, and... Eric Fisher.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
Who is it?
Like something you probably really enjoyed.
Is it Cop and a Half?
No. I believe it's from Rudy.
I don't remember.
Rudy, I believe, had a friend, according to Wikipedia, not I believe, had a friend named D-Bob. I haven't found Fortune
yet. I love that movie. That's one of my... every time that movie's on,
I believe it. It made you feel like you had a chance.
I think you think of yourself as
all right,
Rudy.
Let's do this.
All right.
I'm not going to have enough slack here with the headsets.
He's looking around. He's stepping.
Cold,
he's looking.
Cold
for the wallet, but warm for your room key that was in your wallet.
You can throw that out.
You don't need this anymore?
Not going back to the hotel, though.
Cold.
I don't have time for this. Stop sitting on my wallet.
I'm not. Look. Check out my butt.
What is that?
No wallet.
Well, I don't have enough. I can't go that far.
You can go all the way around the table, actually.
You have no problem with that.
Am I hot or cold?
Warmer.
You're warmer.
Like, yeah, don't touch me.
What are you reaching for, Adam?
Just, you know what? I'm going to end the show. Warmer. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Warmer. Fantasy Football Today. We are out of here.
Bye.